The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with the University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today, coming to you live from the lobby of the McNichols Campus Library at the University of Detroit Mercy. To my right, Professor Heather Hill-Vasquez from English. How are you doing, Heather?
The Sox are playing. Mm-hmm. Of course, the one game that I was able to watch against the Phillies, they lost.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. It wasn't very good, was it?
Well, it was 4-2.
Okay.
It's all right. But yeah, they're looking good. They're going to hit a lot this year.
That's good. I'm still a little bit sore about Rick Porcello, but I hope that you have the chance to enjoy him as much as we did around here.
Well, he did okay on Wednesday, but not perfect.
Yeah, not good enough, right? To your right, of course, is Professor Dan Maggio. What are you looking up on your phone, Dan?
I'm taking my glasses quiz to see the best set of glasses for me.
The best style for you?
$28, did you say?
Yeah.
$28.
I just took it, too.
Okay. I'm not gonna say what
the
website
it is. The break
was
shorter than expected, and the quiz was longer.
I have this theory that everybody's got one thing that they're not willing to overpay for in any way, shape, or form, and you just got to go to the place you got to go to get it. I do not like spending a lot of money on glasses.
It's crazy. Like, I'll complain about spending an extra dollar, but then I'll spend $100 on something and not even
Well, of course. I was trying to make this judgment call with my wife the other day. I'm like, you know, this is an extra, like, $200 I can spend on Halloween decorations next year. I saved it from not having to buy glasses.
How did
you know?
She respond?
She did not respond.
That in itself was a response.
So, Matt, I'll clear out a little bit more room in the garage for you next time. Okay?
That was my daughter's first question to Matt. You know, where do you store all this? It's so practical.
It was a logical question. Said, thank God for Rubbermaid and attics inside garages. Professor Kendra Evans is here with us today from Chemistry and Biochemistry.
Hello.
Is the poster progressing?
It is. I'm making some pretty good progress.
That's awesome.
I don't know if I'm going to get it to him before 5, but I wonder if he's still going to be there at 4:50. Probably not.
That's also a good question to ask, right? Yeah, that is a good question. We are having our research day. I always want to say, like, research and fun, but that's not exactly what it is. But campus-wide research poster session and presentations next Tuesday. Professor Evans is working mightily on a new poster for presentation.
By research and fun, you meant like research and those chicken sandwiches, right?
Those little chicken wings, man. If they have those again, I'm going to be in heaven. Mm. Oh, man. Professor Dave Chow is here from the College for Creative Studies.
Pleasure to be here, as always. And Kendra, next poster, just say when.
Oh,
I crank up posters all the time.
Really?
He's doing one right now.
How do you do with LCMS analysis?
Who's a? What? What language are we talking?
But I'll remember your willingness to provide some graphic representation.
Hey, if I could do Jason's logo for his film at moment's notice.
I saw that logo in the most recent something.
Campus Connection.
Ladies room.
And I thought, is that a new logo? It looks so nice. And I thought, I wonder who made that logo for him.
Ta-da. Mm-hmm.
Was that on like Monday?
That was... Well, the logo's been around since, 2 years?
Before the film.
Right? Yeah, literally, as you were editing it at 3:30 in the morning.
Exactly.
And I'm doing your logo at 4:30 in the morning. Like, here, does this work?
Yay, Dave.
I thought a lot about Professor Jason Roach from Communication Studies and his fantastic film, which basically is the one-year anniversary of its Free Press big win, right?
Yes.
It's a big deal. Big deal. Still a big deal. Finally saw it a few months ago after waiting a very long time to have a chance to. And I was very pleased. I really liked it. My kids are waiting for the weather to get good, right? And we're going to go down to where Tiger Stadium used to be and check things out.
Excellent.
This is the guy that made the movie.
And if kids can sit through a documentary, it must not be that bad.
No, it is not. Come
on. They're smiling.
Yeah, they're smiling. They loved it, actually. Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. Send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or #AskTheProfUDM on Twitter or find us on Facebook. We have some fantastic questions here sent to us by Carrick Jones. I believe he is just a few feet away from us, so he can be our judgment panel here. We've got a handful about Detroit sports and Metro Detroit City places and faces. I see what you did there with the rhyming. That's awesome. This Detroit sports franchise started in the state of Indiana.
Fort Wayne? The Pistons.
The Pistons, yes. The Fort Wayne Pistons.
Nice.
Comets.
Was it the Comets?
I thought it was the Comets.
Really?
What was the comments?
Really? I mean,
oh, no,
the
Fort Wayne Comets,
so
the current hockey
team.
Right now.
My bad.
It does.
My bad. What was happening in Fort Wayne?
I mean, it's close enough to Indy. Maybe it makes sense.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Blue collar?
Pistons factory team. Okay. Okay.
Interesting.
I'm sorry, the Comets were the hockey team I'm thinking of. Sorry, my mind's in hockey right about
now. Of course.
I'm in WHL mode. So.
Of course, the Wings have made the playoffs for the 24th straight year.
Oh, those guys? Oh, yeah.
Don't forget about them.
Sorry, I'm following my hometown team right now.
This 2013 Rochester High School grad now plays for the Boston Celtics. Just graduated a couple years ago.
Wow.
I don't know who that is. Who is
it? This is good.
I bet
that
he played for
Kentucky
last year.
We'll he was a one and done with John Calipari.
Oh, man.
That's his specialty.
Hold on.
Initials J-Y. First name,
John
same
Young.
As my little brother. What's that?
John Young.
Not John Young, but James Young. I'm giving you partial
John
credit.
John James.
All right, cool.
Maybe he goes by John.
Yeah.
It's
you
possible.
Never know.
Or
anything.
Jack.
It's possible.
Or JJ.
Or John.
Wait, he graduated from Rochester in 2013, and now he's playing for the Celtics?
1 year of college.
That's pretty amazing.
And then
one
NBA.
And out.
Pretty amazing.
Oh, no.
We're going to try to ignore the beeping and get back to the questions. This Detroit Tiger sat out the entire 2014 season because he had shin fractures.
Iglesias.
Jose Iglesias, and boy, oh, boy, does he not look like he has anything fractured right now.
A man can flash that
glove. Unbelievable. I wonder what would happen if I threw this one out to my two sons that are in our vast audience today. Joseph and Enzo Mayo. Who wears the number 24 for the Detroit Tigers? That is correct.
Nice.
Very well done. Very
give,
well done.
Give them a degree.
Let's go back to the profs for a follow-up. How old is Miguel Cabrera in years?
29.
No.
He's a little bit
31,
older.
31, 32.
31.
Ooh,
he's
wow.
31.
Yeah, he's not a
which, of course,
chicken.
Means he is ancient in the world of baseball.
No way. I'm thinking he's got some good years left.
I think so, too, in a Jim Thome kind of way, though.
How old was Nolan Ryan when he finally?
Oh, like a billion? 40, I mean,
yeah, he was a pitcher
or something. I mean, didn't he start out like Cro-Magnon? I mean he evolved with the team.
Yeah. This Tigers minor leaguer is 24 years old and attended U of D Jesuit High School, just a veritable mile and a half from where we sit right now.
Minor leaguer?
Minor leaguer.
Wow.
Yes, initials DF.
Triple
that's a good question, too.
A, single A.
I don't know where he is. Triple right now? Well, he's playing for the Mudhens.
DF.
Dave Frischetta? I made that up.
No, it says here Dan Fields is his name, and we will be looking for great
Fields.
Things.
That's a good name.
Dan
Fields.
Fields.
Great
that's
name.
That's the name of a character from Night Court.
Is
yes.
It?
Oh, no, it's Fielding.
Dan Fielding. Yes. Remember, sorry. What's your name? Dan Fielding? You know,
Dan Fielding.
Dan Fielding, yeah, like Bond, James Bond.
Carrick, I know what you mean by this next question, but I'm going to correct you slightly, depending on a certain perspective. The question says, this player is the only Jewish American on the Tigers roster, but if we wanted to expand that a little bit, there would be two.
Brad Ausmus?
Brad Ausmus would be
Sandy
one of
them. Sandy Koufax.
Yeah. But it's not. That's not Sandy
Koufax. Brad Ausmus.
Kinsler.
I do know that Brad Ausmus went to Dartmouth.
That is true. That is true.
Oh,
coming
oops.
Up here. Coming
oh,
up here.
Oops.
Huh? I just remember right when they had finished the one season and Leland was let go and Ausmus was hired, he had this absolutely riveting, and if you could find it, radio interview being introduced as the Tigers' new manager. And he claimed that his mother had taken him to several KKK rallies when he was a small child, saying, this is what you must fight against for the rest of your life. And they put it into this wonderful book that was recently published about Jewish-American baseball players that included many, such as the Tigers signing this first Jewish-American baseball player to reach the majors. This is not a recent player, but a famous Tiger nonetheless.
Greenberg?
Hank Greenberg, yes, absolutely.
He was the first?
He was the first Jewish-American baseball player. Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty crazy,
wow.
Huh?
Yes.
And now there is a wonderful bronze statue of him out in right field. What former Detroit Lion owns a chain of barbecue joints?
Billy Sims.
Billy Sims.
14 and Woodward.
14 and Woodward. That's right. I still have yet to have the barbecue.
It's okay.
Yep.
He's also
won
a 10 and Telegraph.
Yeah, that's Billy Sims.
10 and Telegraph.
Oh, I didn't know
okay.
that.
I don't. I've never been.
Yeah. They're okay.
Let's check it out.
Let's see here.
Meet Billy
notice
Sims.
Billy Sims didn't call his slow.
He
was fast.
Yeah, blow out a knee. Oh,
oh my.
Oh,
oh my. This Piston played center on the 2004 championship team. It was known for his afro hairstyle.
Big Ben.
Big Ben Wallace from Virginia Union University. This former Piston is well known now for being good friends with the government of North Korea. That's such a great
Dennis
Rodman. The worm himself.
The worm. Oh,
and
my
off
Lord.
The air, I've got a story to tell about him, too.
Oh, wow.
my brush with
wait.
Greatness, but we won't go there.
So. I can't wait.
Greatness is in quotation marks.
Yes. This Detroit soccer team plays its home games, at least it has these last few years, at Cass Tech High School. It also stars a number of former and current Detroit Titans on its team.
I always thought the perfect name for a soccer team in Detroit would be Detroit Keeping It Real. But I guess
do you know
not.
The answer to the question, Jason?
Is it the
what's the name of Detroit's professional side? Detroit Football Club.
Oh, yeah. Football DC. Club. Yeah. Oh.
Detroit City.
Yeah. Wait, that's the name of the team or the name of the league?
The league is something else. Detroit City Football Club is usually what they call it. DCFC.
They're in a league by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Not literally.
Detroit had an arena football team that played at the Palace. What was their name?
The Drive? No, was that the Express? Sting.
You're hitting everything but
Drive,
the
Sting,
right answer.
Motor, rotors.
Steering wheel.
Accelerators.
The treads.
Triggers.
This is going to be the most esoteric clue ever, but if you get it, it'll be great. It was an old, you know, internet joke about how many models of cars appear in the Bible. And I believe that the quote from Genesis is that the angel drove Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden in a
Mustang.
It was so esoteric, I was hoping you would get it. It was an old joke about the cars that appear in the Bible. The angel drove Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden in a Fury. It was the Detroit Fury.
Oh, okay.
They were playing off of the, was it a Pontiac Fury? I don't remember.
Plymouth Fury. That's right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I remember the fact that the apostles all drove around in a Honda because they were all in one accord, you know, that sort of thing. It's definitely an interesting way to interpret the Bible. So this arena football team played at the Joe in the early 90s.
That's the Drive.
The Drive. And they won every single freaking championship that league
I remember
ever had.
I took my brother-in-law to one of those games, the championship
really?
Games.
Really?
And I remember going up, I remember leaving there. It was actually crowded on the freeway, so I took him up Woodward at like 11:30 at night with a 15-year-old. Showed him some of the sights on Woodward. That's
I
all.
Bet you did.
And over there is, we won't talk about it.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Keep your head down, kid.
How about some Metro Detroit City and Places and Faces trivia? This suburb of Detroit was once known as the Bath City.
Mount Clemens.
Can you explain that one?
The Hot Springs.
The Hot Springs. Okay, that makes sense. Because otherwise I would have said Bath or something.
We need one.
I didn't know whether we were going to go in that direction or not.
Are there still hot springs there? Anywhere?
Yeah, they're still there.
Weird. I didn't know that.
This suburb is best known in Metro Detroit for its huge abandoned psychiatric hospital.
Northville.
Yes. The Northville Psychiatric Hospital.
The tunnels underneath.
Are they changing something with that? I mean, because they're doing all of that U of M stuff there now.
They're going to do something there, right?
Yeah.
What are
big complex healthcare.
And is it gone? Is the is this, mm-hmm. it's just on
oh,
the
no,
side
no,
of it?
It's still there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Windsor Hum. Is mm-hmm. said to come from this industrial park.
Zug Island.
Zug Island.
And
yes.
I do hear it.
You've heard it?
I've heard it.
Really?
I can stand. Okay, this is going to sound strange. In my father's house, I can stand in the hallway between the two bedrooms and I can hear it at night.
The Windsor Hum.
Uh huh. I've heard it.
Quite a supernatural occurrence.
At first, I thought it was my gut from, like, you know, bad tabbouleh, but it wasn't. It was the Windsor Hum.
This road. Pardon me. This road runs from Lake St. Clair all the way to Pontiac, Michigan.
M59?
Yeah, also known as
M59?
Hall Road. Hall
Road.
Road.
Oh. I didn't know there was another name for it. Yeah, Hall Road.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite pieces. I hope I'm not stepping on your toes here, Carrick. I don't see it. Of Metro Detroit trivia is which mile road is known by the most different names,
oh,
right?
8 miles.
16 miles. 16 mile has five names.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. What
didn't you do
Beaver,
a,
Metro
like
Park,
a poem about that once?
Corkin, Walnut Lake.
That's it. And 16 miles.
And 16. Oh, and
you
16
did
mile.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, but
very well done.
Beaver.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But this, isn't 8 mile like baseline, 8 mile vernier? Okay,
baseline.
Maybe that's just three. Okay, it's three. Okay, four. Okay, my bad. Not enough.
This Detroit musical artist originally hails from Romeo, Michigan.
Kid Rock.
What you say? Each of these Detroit musical acts are from Ann Arbor. Can you name a couple?
Mayor Hawthorne,
yeah.
It's not here, but sure.
Bob Seger from there?
Bob Seger's from Ann Arbor.
Okay, who else?
And the front man of hardcore punk.
The MC5?
In that wheelhouse.
Iggy Pop.
Yeah, right. Iggy Pop.
He's from Ann Arbor.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Trying to figure out who else.
I'm taking it.
Yeah, what about
them?
Yeah, any of the MC5, anything like
Did
that.
Did they get their start in Ann Arbor?
Possibly.
Oh, there are more
at that
than
one
just
place.
Two?
Oh, that's the, all we have here.
Oh, okay.
Blind.
This Detroit musical act originates from Mount Clemens. Sort of a spin-off, if you don't mind, of Kid Rock. Kid Rock helped produce him, make him famous.
I know. Like
Joe C?
I feel like I should know this.
Nope.
It's not ICP.
Not your aunt, but...
Uncle Cracker.
Uncle Cracker. There we go.
Yes. Let's see. And then just to throw it in there, I have to do it. UDM current student government president, Carrick Jones, who wrote these questions, is from what Metro Detroit city? The Bath City.
Oh, Mount Clemens.
Mount Clemens, yes. Yay. The Clem. The Clem.
The Clem. Yes.
Yeah, the escarpment on Mount Clemens.
Yes. We also have some...
The thin air in Mount Clemens, right?
We have some random questions here, too. These seemed like a little bit of fun. What fruit do domestic rabbits really like to eat?
In my
fruit,
yard?
All
grapes,
of them.
Tomatoes.
Apples.
Strawberries.
Melons. Bananas.
Bananas is what it says here. Bananas. I want to know what your source is for that. Hmm. That's really interesting.
I bet you have pets, don't you?
I dropped one off at Westport and saw what he ran to.
Very interesting.
My friend had a pet rabbit. I think her name was Ellie, but I always called him Stu.
Stu for stupid?
No, because he's going to be Stu.
Awesome pepper.
Was the other one's name Glenn or Close?
I don't know.
Carrots.
Yeah. She just had one.
What AMC TV show, Mad Men, spans what two decades?
60s and 70s.
60s and 70s is what it says here. Yep. You can tell by the number of people smoking for no reason whatsoever than to smoke.
And the martinis.
And the martinis. This Netflix program stars headlines. Kevin Spacey.
House of Cards.
House of Cards. Everybody tells me I should watch it.
Kevin Spacey's great.
Everybody tells me I should watch Breaking Bad and Lost, but I never watched them.
You guys know about Kevin Spacey.
I was one of those
brother,
people.
Right?
No, what?
What is this?
Or is it Gary Sinise? One of them. He's got a brother who's actually a Rod Stewart imitator in Vegas.
Wow.
See, now that's an ATP question.
That is
No, that
wasn't
an ATP question.
Sure.
I looked it up.
From
a couple years back.
See, it's paying off being on this
it
program.
It does come in handy.
If you're going to watch anything, watch Game of Thrones.
I've heard it's all right, but everybody just dies.
Yeah, this is true. Shh.
Oh, I gave it away.
The butler
don't
did
give it.
It
away.
Spoiler alert.
This AMC TV show lasted only one season and took place in Detroit.
AMC?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was going to say.
Not ABC. It wasn't Detroit 287. That was an ABC show.
Detroit 387.
387. 187.
Oh, three words. LWS. I watched it a few times. It was interesting, but it never really caught on nationally.
Mm. Last Woman Standing?
Winter Sun was the name.
Never heard of the
show.
Mm. Long-winded something. Oh.
This NBC TV show ran seven seasons and headlined Tina Fey as both a writer for the show and an actor.
30 Rock.
Yeah. Very funny show.
Great show.
This trading card game originated in 1990 and is still played to this day.
Magic the Gathering.
Magic the Gathering. Very well done. Professor Maggio is coming out as sort of a
geek.
A closet Magic the Gathering guy. I just remember my brother collected the cards, but he never learned how to play the game. I just think that's kind of funny. I don't know. This popular whiskey was banned in Europe in 2014 for a short time due to the fact that it contains ethylene glycol, also known as antifreeze.
Wait a minute. Isn't this like a perfect question for Kendra? It's got some Kentucky things. It's also got chemicals. I mean, come on.
Jim Beam.
But whiskey is traditionally more of a Tennessee thing than a
Kentucky is more of a bourbon.
Kentucky's more of the bourbon branch. But... the only whiskey I can name off the top of my head easily is Jack Daniel's because I have been to that distillery.
On a field trip?
Tennessee.
What you've given me, I think, is the brand name of the style of whiskey, not actually the person who makes it.
Oh, there's so many.
Corn or rye?
No.
It's not like the Absolute?
Is it Jim Beam?
No, some people say when you drink really, really hard liquor, it's like you're breathing out a...
Fireball
is what it's called.
Oh, Fireball.
Oh. Fireball.
Love
How do you know this?
And just to let you know, eating or consuming ethylene glycol is not recommended by anybody with any letters after the last name.
Yeah.
Or otherwise.
So, do they still sell that in the U.S.?
You know, it says it was banned in 2014. I guess it's still around, huh? Weird.
Wow. Was this just an unfortunate byproduct of the distillery? Where is it
that
coming
is messed
from?
Up. I'm sure it tastes sweet, but it will kill you dead.
Yeah. There's a lot of Forensic Files episodes about ethylene glycol.
Well, there's a thing about ethylene glycol where the thing that your body does with it actually makes it look like you were taking something else. And if people, I've seen a few murder mystery episodes based on it, if you didn't do your best job as the toxicologist, it would be like, oh, they OD'd just by drinking too much, as in drinking grain alcohol. And you can slip something by trying to kill somebody.
And arsenic smells like almonds, right?
No, arsenic doesn't. Cyanide
does. Cyanide smells
yes.
like
almonds. Smells like almonds. This is going to pretty much give us a good state of affairs here at UDM and Metro Detroit by asking this question, which I think you all can answer very quickly. Who is dating Justin Verlander right now?
Kate Upton.
Kate Upton. Yes. You guys
or
got
Kate
it.
Upton's dogs.
Very well.
Depends. She showed up at the training with
right.
her dogs.
The training with all the dogs. That's right. Excellent.
Those are nice puppies.
Good questions. What more can we say?
Where does he live, by the way? Do we know?
Primarily, he lives in Virginia.
Jason.
Or if Jim Tubbs were here, he would say
Virginia.
Virginia.
But around when he's in town, do you know where he lives?
I thought I saw him filling up a convertible one time on Rochester Road.
Filling up a convertible with what?
He drives a Lamborghini, doesn't he?
Among other things.
He has a lot of cars.
Yeah, he's got a lot of
cars. He has a Ford GT he's going to debut at this year's Dream Cruise, from what I hear.
What year?
The new one.
Oh, the brand new GT.
The redesign.
Yep.
Do they call those goats? That's a GTO.
I'm thinking of a GTO.
My dad used to have a GTO.
Yeah, he is often seen driving to the pregame from the northern suburbs on Woodward. So he's got to be living in Birmingham. That would be my guess. Okay, we have some wonderful questions from another of your students. Professor Roach, Lauren Sharkey, has sent in some questions.
Excellent.
She's known as Lacrosse Lolo. I think that that's pretty interesting. That gives me enough information.
I just call her Shark Week. I wonder if these questions will be about
Shark
Week.
I'm sure she loves that.
She's so important. Sharks have a week about her.
It's a bad week to be a seal.
Yeah, that's true. Which continent contains the fewest flowering plants?
Antarctica.
That's sort of a no-brainer. Okay, I've learned a lot about Antarctica lately. That is one of the things. How many U.S. states directly border the Gulf of Mexico?
Florida.
Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama.
Florida,
five?
Five is what it is, yeah. Okay. And you named them all.
I'm high-fiving Dan.
And I did that. Without the
map. That was so fast.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, where's our map? The map if we were in the studio.
We couldn't cheat.
Oh, man. What is sushi traditionally wrapped in when served?
Seaweed.
Seaweed. Absolutely.
My hands.
You stole the answer from Dave.
My hands.
It's usually wrapped in my hands before I devour it.
Do you make your own?
No.
Oh.
I go Noble Fish. It's easier.
Yeah, they're good. They're very good.
We might need Professor Evans for this one, and it's a little bit of a trick question.
Is it a whiskey question?
It is not.
It's an alcoholic question.
Chemical question?
Mint julep.
What element's name begins with the letter K?
Potassium.
That is the trick. That is incorrect. What element's name begins with the letter K?
Oh, not on the periodic
Krypton
table.
Krypton is actually what it is.
Or she didn't even give her a chance to answer.
Or on an exam, if you do write K and you're expecting potassium, you could, in fact, get kryptonite as a response from a student, as has happened more than once.
Many, many times.
Do students really think kryptonite is an element?
It's hard to know. It's hard to know. Were they joking or not?
Speaking of elements, TED Talks has this element series where you can click on any element table and you get this crazy chemist from England with like
big white hair. He's very well known.
He's really cool. Mm-hmm. But he'll talk about every element and what they know about it. It's really interesting. So I have it on my bar, and every time I'm bored, I'll go and look at the next element. It's really cool.
I can't let an element question go by without telling one of my favorite cheating stories of all time that involves my boss, Dr. Mark Benvenuto, who gives out multiple copies of his quizzes with different questions on it every week in vast lectures of 100-plus students. And I had to bring two students into his office a couple years ago saying, well, I have some pretty good information that you guys were cheating off of each other. They're like, how could you possibly know that? He's like, well, on this version of the test, it has three elements that start with the letter C, and I needed you to take the symbol and turn it into the name. On this version, it's three elements that start with the letter S, and you have C elements listed. As the responses.
Didn't even bother.
The symbol S is not for carbon. That is not.
That's a classic.
That is a classic. Who averaged, after all is said and done, one patent for every 3 weeks of his existence?
Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison, yes. The man from Port Huron.
It's impressive.
Yeah, that's unequaled and probably never will be equaled again, except for maybe Elon Musk. I don't know, how that works. What is a white moccasin often called due to the white inside of its mouth?
It's a snake.
Yes.
Cotton mouth.
A cotton mouth. Yeah, a cotton mouth. It's pretty scary stuff. Professor Evans does not appreciate snakes.
They have
those in Kentucky. Oh, man. And I don't think snakes appreciate the fact, or anybody appreciates the fact, that we are done with our show for this week. So we're going to have to say goodbye and catch up with you guys at a later date. Professor Roach.
It's been a great season.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Evans.
Ta-ta.
Professor Maggio.
Ciao.
Professor Hill Vasquez.
Keep blooming.
And
keep
now blooming. These words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
I'm your host, Edmund DeWitt, and today we've got them all. The whole panel is right here today.
Should we hold hands? They won't do anything.
A magic circle.
Is that some kind of Unitarian ritual? You know, my in-laws always do this at Christmas and stuff. You know, they do that.
They eat dinner holding hands.
Yeah, we
used
to.
God.
It's fun.
Okay. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Well, it's less of a pleasure to be than it sometimes is. They won't touch
me. Can't take a
chair. Oh, you wanted to hold hands, George.
Oh.
George, put your pants back on. We will.
And on George's right, the assistant dean of the College of Liberal Arts, Kathy
Bush. Schaefer. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, God. I'd like to hold hands with Kathy anytime.
But you'd have to do it over George. Wow, that's intriguing.
All right.
And on Kathy's right, from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Well, hi, Edwin.
Hi, Sarah. Sarah's right, from the Department of English, Professor Claire Schumann-Hank Crabtree.
What?
All you gotta do is say cheers, Edwin.
No, I'm gonna sulk until I find out what that means. Cheers.
Madame Schumann-Hank was a very famous contralto.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, who toured the entire Western world in the 20th century, giving farewell concerts for about 35 years.
Well, my forebear, Lotta Crabtree, as people in California might know, made millions of dollars singing.
Ooh, wow.
Operetta style, music hall style stuff around the turn of the century. Ooh, earlier than the turn of the century. Lotta.
Neat. Lotta. It was her house that they were going through last week with all those questions. The antiques and the jewels.
She left it to veterans. And horses.
Good for her.
Okay. Well.
That's what they said.
No, Schumann-Hank. I should also. I should also.
Today, Ask the Professor was transcribed at the facilities of the McNichols Campus Library on the McNichols Campus of the University of Detroit Mercy. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.